This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severett Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, we're fortunate to be interviewing a new company. I'm talking about CoCrystal Pharma, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COCP. They're a clinical stage biotechnology company discovering and developing novel antiviral therapeutics. Now, these therapeutics target the replication process of influenza viruses, coronaviruses, including SARS-CoV-2, responsible for the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as hepatitis C viruses and noroviruses. And with us today is Mr. Jim Martin, co-CEO of the company. Jim, it's great to meet you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sever. Great to meet you, and thank you to your listeners for their interest in CoCrystal.
Now, I'm very curious to hear about CoCrystal's platform, and more specifically, how might it provide to be a better solution for influenza?
Good question. The foundation of CoCrystal as a company is this platform. It was developed over a number of years at the beginning of the company, which was founded by a Nobel laureate, Dr. Roger Kornberg, along with Dr. Philip Frost and some others. And this technology that he'd won his Nobel Prize for was used to develop this platform specializing in developing antiviral therapeutics. These aren't vaccines. These are therapeutic solutions to viruses. And viruses are, there's a lot of bad viruses out there, as everyone knows, from Hep C to AIDS to influenza. And this platform perfected, being able to develop compounds which turn into drugs. We've done a collaboration with Merck, in which they came to us to use our platform to develop influenza assets that we are in partnership with them. So it's a very powerful foundation of the company. And any compound I'm going to talk about or drug I'm going to talk about came off of that platform.
That's amazing. But what about your COVID therapeutics? What can you tell us about them?
So we immediately got started as soon as COVID struck. Of course, we're an antiviral company, and COVID's a virus, so we have to jump right in.
Right.
And we dealt with Kansas State University. They had some assets, so we immediately acquired from them. At the same time, we started. We had some assets for COVID, and that were also in development, but we really kicked those off our platform into high gear. And we've already by now, so we've already developed two compounds that are lead molecules to go into clinical trials. We've announced that already this year. We plan on going to clinical trials. One's an intranasal and one is an oral. And I think in today's market, the holy grail, I don't know, it's an overly used term, but it is an oral COVID therapeutic.
That's
what
amazing.
We're looking for.
Yeah, that's groundbreaking.
And we're going in clinical trials, getting ready right now.
You made an announcement last Thursday about your influenza A program. Can you discuss that with us?
Yeah, sure. So we have a clinical trial ongoing in Australia. And one of the things you do is you do what's called a single ascending dose. That means one dose a day. And you kind of start off at a low dosage and you up the ante on it. And, so we came out with an announcement that it looked really good. The results, the pharmacokinetic data indicates that looks like we'll be able to also keep that a once-a-day pill is what it looks like. And, what they study is, drug absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion of these compounds. And I mean, this compound in the preliminary data is looking really good. As a matter of fact, we're already in discussions getting ready for our phase two on that, and we haven't even finished the phase one, so we're looking to move that compound right along.
Awesome. Now, with everything going on in the world today, I mean, COVID is very much a part of our lives now, but why are you also focused on influenza, and why are we talking about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the attention in the news and the government, and of course it's become very political and there's a lot of money swirling around all around COVID, but influenza is still there. It's been there. It's been here for a very long time. It's become pandemic in the past. I mean, as everyone now knows, viruses can mutate, change, and all we need is an influenza to do what it always has done and change again. It automatically, we have a strain that just boom goes pandemic. So it continues to kill, you know, every year people die from influenza, you know,
right.
Hundreds of thousands of people are hospitalized. I mean, it's a worldwide issue. Vaccines are always helpful, but they can't stop influenza. Everyone gets their vaccine shot, or most people do every year. But it's hard to pick what strain people are going to get and what's going to be the predominant strain. So if you don't get the right strain down, it really doesn't help much. So there's a huge need for a therapeutic. And the way, as you had mentioned in the intro there, we work on the replication of these viruses. And what we also do is we take the virus and all of the family of the viruses, let's say influenza, all of the different strains, and we can actually get down to a molecular level, sort of like an atomic roadmap of what these viruses look like. And then what we target is the replication area, as you had mentioned. But what we also do, here's my point, is that we overlay on all of the families that one area on the replication to make sure that it's the same on each one of the family members. So you kind of overlay and say, okay, this is the same. This doesn't change no matter what family member it is. And that's where we target. And that's what gives you what's called broad spectrum, so that not only are you able to attack the virus, but all of the family members. So it stops it from replicating. And if you can stop it from replicating, you stop the virus, essentially.
Right. So this is why your therapeutics would be better suited for fighting the flu infections than vaccines are, right?
Well, I don't ever want to say anything. I think vaccines and therapeutics are the 1-2 punch needed for any virus. So think of it, vaccines are more preventative. Once you get a vaccine, it trains your body on what these viruses look like, and your body now can fight it. That's what vaccines do. Therapeutics are different. They don't do that. Once you get the virus, therapeutics go in and actually fight the virus. So you have to actually have it. And therapeutics are a drug compound that go in and fight the virus and beat it up enough so that your body can also jump in there and help out, and you basically can get cured from these things. So you really need something like vaccines to be preventive, but you definitely need therapeutics because, you know, as everyone knows, even with COVID-19, you know, it's tough with vaccines because there's always – people still get it even though they've been vaccinated because antibiotics, there's just a lot of things involved in the human body. So, you know, people are going to continue to get it even with vaccines. So you need a good therapeutic, you know, and it affects different people in different ways. So you really, you know, people can end up in the hospital quite frequently with influenza. So you really need something to take care of them.
Right. And so, like you said this too, I mean, the flu is a virus that we deal with year by year. It's part of our lives. But when we get infected with the virus, doesn't it just subside on its own?
It does. It does. And the question is, what happens after it subsides? You know, are you up and going? Like, and that happens a lot. You know, a lot of people just get up and going. They're out of work for two or, you know, they're down, they're out. But sometimes it subsides, and I hate to say it, but you're dead, you know, like that.
Right.
You know, it subsides in different ways. You know, you could be dead. You could be in a hospital for a long time. It affects different people. It depends on the strain. And as I said, it could go pandemic, you know, Spanish flu,
right.
Everyone's heard of that, you know. So it does subside, and most of the time you're just out of work for a while. You know, maybe, you know, you're really sick and all that. You have to buy a bunch of medicine and you get through it. Hopefully it doesn't turn into pneumonia, and that, you know, and it affects different people of different ages, obviously. So, you know, the cost of even just getting it is expensive. When you think about missing work and all that. So we just really, and of course, the worst thing that can happen, that's terrible. So there's just a lot of cost involved, a lot of just misery. So it does subside, but we do need a good therapeutic to really get rid of it.
Well, Jim, I think what you guys are doing is amazing. I mean, just it's all this stuff is groundbreaking stuff. Now, before you go, I'd like to ask you, what would you like your shareholders and our listeners to take away from today's show?
Coke Crystal is a very strong scientific company, very scientific to the core. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the few people that's not a scientist in the company. They're very dedicated to the science and the coming out with good solutions to these virus diseases. And I say that because, you know, they're doing the process in a way that gives us one of the best chances of success in clinical trials with the amount of testing that's done and the rigorous, you know, protocols that are followed. And it takes time, but I think that you'll see that Coke Crystal has a great history and has shown that it comes out with great compounds. And it, you know, we're following a path and we're trying to see whatever we could do to expedite that path. But in the end, Coke Crystal, in summary, is a solid scientific company that's pushing along these compounds. And these compounds, we feel, are going to have a high rate of success. And these are world issues and very, you know, just problems that have been devastating humans. And there's definitely a need, a very, very obvious need for these compounds that we're working on.
Awesome. That was Mr. Jim Martin, co-CEO of Coke Crystal Pharma, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COCP. Jim, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully, we'll see you again in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
Thank you, Sever, and thank you to all your listeners. Have a good day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.